In TIK Radio, the Interview Time Podcast. ¿Estás escuchando? ¿Estás escuchando? And now, TIK Radio. A big shout out to Oscar Records for orchestrating this fantastic interview. Gratitude extends to Nicole Gobert for her invaluable contributions. Special thanks to KGCN Radio Network and their incredible team for unwavering support. Much appreciation to the entire Podbean community for standing by us. And our listeners, thank you for all your support, for your downloads, for your likes, and for following us. And we would like also to recognize the outstanding work of all our fellow podcasters. And we would like to invite you to follow them. You can find them on Podbean, The Old Man Podcast, Club Oscar Records by Oscar Records, LMS Radio, Thin High Crew, Tigress 315 Radio, GJR Radio, Black Dragons Radio, Foolish Thoughts by A Fool for Learning Podcast, The Marcos FM Show by Marcos Morales, 62O Patio, The Pulse in Anderson and Enan, Alaska Podcast, Jancy the Governor from the WKOP Podcast, and the Underground Shuffle Podcast. Thank you all for being part of this incredible journey. Much appreciation and much love to you. Un sincero agradecimiento a Oscar Records por orquestar esta fantástica entrevista. La gratitud se extiende a Nicole Gobert por sus invaluables contribuciones. Un agradecimiento especial a KGCN Radio Network y a su increíble equipo por su apoyo inquebrantable. Mucha apreciación a toda la comunidad de Podbean por estar a nuestro lado. Queremos expresar un agradecimiento especial a nuestros oyentes en 46 países. Gracias por escucharnos, seguirnos por su amor y por su apoyo inquebrantable. También queremos agradecer sinceramente a toda la comunidad de Podbean por permanecer a nuestro lado y trabajar juntos. Además, nos gustaría reconocer el excelente trabajo de nuestros compañeros podcasters y animar a nuestros oyentes a seguirlos. Los puedes encontrar en Podbean. The Old Man Podcast es el podcast del viejo. KGCN Radio Network, Club Ascot Records de Ascot Records, LMS Radio, Think High Crew, Tigres 315 Radio, GJR Radio, Black Dragons Radio, Foolish Thoughts por A Fool for Learning, The Marcos FM Show con Marcos Morales, 62 O Patio, The Pulse en Anderson in Enana, Alaska, Jancy el Gobernador del Podcast del WKOP y The Underground Shuffle Podcast. Todos ellos los puedes encontrar en Podbean. Al final del episodio tendrás los links para seguirlos. Gracias a todos por ser parte de esta increíble aventura. Y agradecemos a todos que sigan contribuyendo y haciendo mejor a TIK Radio.
You're my son. left behind. You're my shield, guarding the way I feel. You're my heart, will never be apart. Every day, don't make me beg, but you know I will. It affects the way I think what's real. Can't I make you see that you will fall in love with me? Can't I make you see? Face to face, don't make me beg, but you know I can. In a face to word, I think you're my man. Can't I make you see that you will fall in love with me? Can't I make you see?
Welcome everyone to TIK Radio. This is your host, Monica Susana, and today we're thrilled to have Nicole Gobert, the Nightingale, here with us. Nicole's music transcends all music, offering comfort and love in every note. Her dynamic performances blend high energy with soulful vocals, promising an unforgettable experience. With a background in classical opera and trailblazing journey in the music industry, Nicole's latest release, Too Late Now, showcase her R&B soul, and it's an honor for me to have you here on the show. Welcome, Nicole.
Oh, I'm so excited. My face is just, I don't know if you could see my face. It's stuck in a giant smile. I'm honored. I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm so emotional, but thank you for having me. Thank you for playing my song, Monica, and I get to call you Monica.
Yes, did I pronounce your name, your last name correctly? Gobert, right?
Yeah, well, you can say Gobert, you can say
Gobert, okay.
Yes, that French derivative, that E-R-T, always gets that air, that sexy, and we thought Nicole Gobert was such a sexier name than Nicole Gobert. I tell you, but when I go places, they're like, Nicole Gobert? I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's me. And believe me, when you see me, you'll remember.
Yes, I know. And it's so beautiful because I remember the first time I met you, Nicole, in Spanish is Nicole, right? Accent of, we're missing the E at the end. And I'm like, no, I have to give this the English pronunciation, you know? And the Gobert is like if I pronounce it in Spanish, Gobert. Gobert, right? So it's a different pronunciation. And Nicole, before we dive into our conversation, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. It's beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful energy for everyone to be here. Nicole, could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Okay, I hail from Montana, and I always start with that because a lot of people are just like, well, where are you from? And everybody's like, I'm from New York City, and I'm from New Zealand, and I'm from a strange place called Montana, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And I always want to tell people that because if you Googled middle of nowhere, it's Montana. Like, they've done a survey of the United States, and I live close to the actual middle of nowhere.
Wow.
So the fact that, yes, and you can say it like, oh, like, can you believe it? I literally am almost like one of those princess people that's on a mountain in a cave, with animals. Getting me dressed, in the morning. And it's because of my geography. So I really do start with that. I live in Montana, and it's rare for me to even be a soul singer or to be an ethnic person of my ethnic black background. I'm black, and I also am from the Black Panther Party. My uncle is Huey Newton. So all of it is just this really rare, rare thing that Ascot Records almost unburied me. So that's really what I've been trying to put forward on everybody, like, hi. And I just got a phone, Monica.
Well, I think that energy is very inspiring. You know, living in the middle of nowhere is like a lot of imagination and creation. It will come to you naturally. You know, it's because you're not distracted. I will see it in a very mystical and like a muse environment, you know, in order to create so amazing. And looking at the powerful lyrics that we're going to find out, I think you have a lot of inspiration where you live.
And what the princesses are just kind of in the forest. It, nature's all around them, and I'm not toxified by a lot of what was going on in the world or what was going on the phone, especially in the last 20 years. You know, I've just been singing to the air and to the clouds and spinning around and making dresses out of curtains
and talking to the animals. You're like me, you know, I like talking to the bees and the birds and the hummingbirds.
and they follow me around, and you should see snakes and birds and I'm looking around.
I think you're cutting a little bit off of the. I think your mic is like making a little bit. I don't know. Let's see.
Am I breaking up a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
So disconnected from everybody, and this little phone and internet have been such a blessing. Meeting you, being on Tick Radio, Callie Pitts in the Good Conversation Show.
Yes, yes.
SJ, it's those synchronicities, I'm finding my people. Now I get humans, Monica. I get humans.
We're real, okay? I'm not an AI. Callie Pitts is not an AI. Callie Pitts is real.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm a rabbit and a gopher, and they're real. But I'm sure about you and Callie and SJ. And Lisa, I feel overwhelmed with the love of the world now.
Mm-hmm.
Having this life that I've had in isolation, it's almost like solitary and confinement. And I was a prisoner, and now I've been let out of prison. I've been set free.
And think that's a very important point, because once you're coming out with without being, influence or being exposed, you're like, I will say that you're like a tourist. You know, everything is, oh, wow, you know, this is, you're amazed by everything. And I think it's a very important attitude in our lives, right? If we go out and explore every single situation or personality or people that we met, like you and I, explore it like that, you know, like, wow, amazed, you know. I think we're losing a little bit of it, and it's so beautiful that you're able to bring that inspiration through your music. And is this always being a passion for your family, as like the love for music, especially jazz, shaped and your artistic style and approach to crafting music?
It really has. I have sort of an old world style. SJ really hit it. And shout out to him. He brought me back to like the Cotton Club and Harlem Nights, when an era sort of Marilyn Monroe, old Hollywood. I really was inspired by that. I don't have good eyes, so they put me in front of a black and white TV as a little kid, and I was watching things like Stormy Weather, you know, and watching people perform on Ed Sullivan. And creatively, I try to reach really deep and old soul everything. I'm not very modern. Like you said, I can't even connect to the pot bean half the time, but my soul is old. And that comes from my mom and my brother, influenced by Motown, influenced by hip hop, but not just black music, all music. I mean, I love people that are playing. Chuck Mangione plays trumpet, and he's one of my favorite. Yo-Yo Ma plays cello. These are instruments. I think of myself, Monica, as an instrument.
That's beautiful.
That I pick up myself every day like a violinist would, and I play myself. And if I don't get that feeling, or if I don't make other people feel that feeling in a day, I feel like I'm doing a disservice to the world,
right?
Because I have to express myself, or something's just not right in me. And now that people like you or Callie or Ascot Records, you know, shout out to Spook and Hog for taking a chance on someone so different in the music industry right now. It's very glossy, very AI. Everybody's
correct. Correct.
Prizes,
yes.
I guess you could say, are out there, and I'm coming there, from a different space. So I'm really influenced all these years by everyone that's ever painted a picture, sang a song, from the Beatles to South Central Cartel. You know, I love it all.
And it's beautiful, because this is a very philosophical way to understand how we're connected, everyone, and how it's important that we play our own instrument, like you said, in our life, and create this orchestra. Is the rhythm, the form, and the movement that creates the music. And that's how we are connecting, and that's how we're doing, and that's how this is happening. So that's why I'm so excited. It's like, I don't know if you experienced this in your life, but it's like a crucial momentum, that little 1 minute that you have in your life to create and to bless and to be happy. Imagine if we multiply that during the day, you know, like right now that you and I were connecting here, and we're having this beautiful people in the chat, Lisa, Ba, 6212 Patio, we have Deco, we have Cajuns, KGCN Radio, we also have Eric in the chat. We have Jason. We have Lucky Me. We also have the producer, my producer, Zelda. She's so beautiful. And I'm so proud of her. And Taylor and Lisa and who else? I mean, I'm going over the chat. Taylor V. I think the old man is here too. Thank you. It's so amazing, you know, that if we're creating this momentum, I invite everyone based on, you know, on this interview to connect every day like this. And I'm sure we're going to be able to connect with your music and remember this momentum with your music. So let's ready to listen to Too Late. But before, let me see if there's any questions in the chat, because I know there was let me look into it. I don't see any questions. Everyone's saying hi. But I want everyone to take a moment and listen to Too Late, Nicole. Let me see. I don't see any questions. I sent you and Nicole some love. Oh, thank you for the love. Yes, I'm seeing it. Thank you for the love. Thank you, Lucky Me. Everyone is sending love. And we're going to go ahead and listen to Too Late, if that's okay with you, Nicole.
I would love that.
Thank you. So let's listen together. If you could please mute yourself so we can just go ahead and listen. Thank you. Make You See, but now it's too late.
My heart is just being torn out every time you come back. You had your chance, and I love you, but in my might be too late. It might be too late now.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think when I heard the song for the first time, I realized that I think everyone has been or has had probably a too late now moment. And it's, you know, it's very beautiful. And I would like to ask you, Nicole, as you reflect on your life's journey, could you share with us the inspiration behind Too Late and how your personal experiences kind of shaped this creation?
That song is definitely about a relationship that I had. I don't have many, but I, you know, in this journey, I'm always just looking for my supposed to's. And I don't know if that's anything that that's just a Nightingale thing or a Nicole thing, but I've always been told that there's people that are supposed to have me or supposed to protect me or like I would know, you know, like when I see them, I would know, when I hear them, I would know. And that song was inspired by somebody that I met, and I thought he was one of my supposed tos, right? And I just think you get wrapped up in stuff that's in your head, it travels to your heart, and then it is one of those moments that I wanted everybody to say, you know what, even if it did happen to you, you can still kind of move on, and you can say, well, look, it is too late now, because now I've moved forward. And I always think of forward and never backward, you know, forward. And you think about my album, I have a song coming out called Forward on my album.
Really? Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this journey for me is really unfolding as we speak. Like, me getting to talk to you, me getting to have this album, me getting to be with Ascot Records, to know Callie.
Yes.
This is my fairy tale.
It's amazing, and you know, I'm so grateful and blessed to have you here, and through this platform and KGCN and Ascot Records, we're able to multiply this fairy tale not to you, but to everyone, you know, that is joining this movement. It's amazing, but I do believe that we always is very beautiful and healthy to have a point of reference in our lives, in a connection, in a inspiration and motivation. And I think music to a lot of people, in my case, and I think most of the people that are here understand how the important is to connect with music. And I would like to see if you could share with us the creative process when you're experimenting, because there's a lot of feelings, you know. We are as passionate, because I know you're so passionate, and people, in order to express the passion, we need to bring that, you know, down to earth, kind of connect, you know, with the styles. Can you share a little bit? Because behind of that, I think it's more the versatile in the song Renegade that I want to play after you explain to us a little bit, you know, the creative process when you're downing it, coming it down and experimenting with new sounds and new styles.
I have a really strange mind, and my process ends up being I could have a song written on a napkin.
You know what I mean?
I could literally have the songs for Renegade or something written on my hand, coming up my arm. I could pick up my envelope, my mail, and just all of a sudden I have to write a verse down and it'll be discombobulated. That's how... It's almost like this. My brain's a collage. So I have all these sounds and I have all these words. And all of a sudden, a situation might come, like you brought up Renegade. I think of all the people that I want to protect me. I think of the people that want protection. And that just came from me being a little bit scared, which everybody is. So I take these.
I lost you. Are you there? I lost you for a little bit. But we're gonna send. I'm gonna put a message in the chat. Maybe she could try. I think Callie Pitt was suggesting your.
Okay, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Yes, I hear
Am
you now.
Am I here?
Good.
Okay.
Yes, now.
I don't know.
We lost you for a little bit.
And think of where I'm at. Remember, I'm so far away from you, Monica. But yeah.
We're in different countries.
You know? We're in different countries trying to connect. But that's the thing. Something like my song, Renegade, that's what I need. I need somebody that's a renegade that's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to connect with her in Montana and I'm in Mexico. So I
yes. Señor. So let's listen to Renegade and so people can experimenting the people in the chat. Thank you, everyone. So beautiful to connect. Thank you for all the love. I think, Callie Pitt has a question. When we come back, we can review that question. Our producer is sharing all the platforms that you can find, Nicole Goldberg and, all the platforms. If whatever you want to choose, if you want to choose Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, we have it all. And let's listen to, welcome everyone that is coming into the chat. We're going to listen to Renegade. Thank you. Wow. 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 Beautiful and powerful. I can see the power on this song.
that Monica, when I still cry, and I know everybody's like, well, what do you mean? Nobody understands really. I've never heard myself recorded back to myself, you know, before this whole journey started. So even just hearing me sing Renegade, I'm just like, is that me? I know it's me. I wrote the song. But
and I know, because I've been listening to, you know, the song, and I've been having the Good Conversation show on KGCN radio, you know, that when they're rotating your songs, and I've seen how you are, you know, always, you know, so connected, kind of a self-discovery and introspection every time that you listen, and I would like to see if you could share. If you want to send a message to our listeners that they can take away from this song, what will be the message?
This is about digging deep and finding that part of you that's authentic. That's what a renegade is to me. It's your authentic self. It's that person that you find that can climb a mountain, that can save a life, that can give a hug or a kiss, that can feed a stranger. That's what a renegade is to me. It's not just I'm talking to a man and I'm loving him, or there's something in the power, Monica,
right,
to change the world. We don't have to hate. Nobody has to be hungry. Nobody has to be cold. Like, that's what's special. Like, I'm not special. Like, everybody else is to me. That's the introspection that you're hearing in my voice every time. And when I sing, like, I really think everybody else is so special that I want to see everyone else. I want to kiss everyone else. And, like, when I say I love a person, I say it to everybody. But if I've said it to you, like, something in me was meant.
Yes.
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 Person.
Yes. And
so
I know
it's
powerful. It's, yes.
So that's what a renegade is to me. It's that power inside of us. It's everybody can call themselves that, you know, like every time somebody's bullying you or somebody is making you feel low self-esteem, you'd be like, nah, I'm a renegade. You know what? I'm the real me. Even if I didn't have anything, I've got myself.
Yes.
And that's what it is for me. And that's very powerful that you can pass that to everyone. Like, that's why I give everybody kisses. Like, because it's anything sexual, it's like, oh my gosh, we take it for granted. I want hug and kiss like the whole world, like the Dalai Lama, like Jesus kid, Monica.
And everyone, yes, we're like, you can enjoy Nicole's kisses every day at the KGCN radio on the four shows that they have Mondays through Friday, 7 a.m., 12 p.m., and 7 p.m., and sometimes they have a Saturday show. You can enjoy Nicole's kisses there. You can follow Nicole and KGCN radio. We're there. If you need love, if you need a boost of energy, if you want to do your cleaning and get done the exercise and you want to get done things, go listen to KGCN radio and you will get it done. And Oscar Records, yes, Oscar Records, Club Ascot is here. Club Ascot is doing every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m., if there's any submission, they're doing a promotion right now, free submission to any independent artist. You can take advantage of it. You can find the link on Facebook. You can follow them. It's Oscar Records. And I think KGCN Radio had a question for you, Nicole. We lost Nicole a little bit. We're going to try for her to connect again. Thank you, everyone. So let me review the chat. I'm waiting just for her to connect again. We can follow each other. Yes. It's Boss is part of a club, Ascot Records. I don't think the account is in here, but you can find them. You can follow them here on Podbean, but Boss is part of a club, Ascot. Yes. And oh, there's Nicole. She's back. You're back. Yes.
I'm telling you guys, you just wait. I'm getting off of this machine and I'm going to be in real life and nobody is going to keep me from the world. That's the world.
That's beautiful.
With everybody. That's the problem, is I feel so disconnected, Monica, like this little machine and the satellites. And the powers that be, I only get to hear little glitches of people or see little circles of people. And I'm always in self-discovery and I'm so musical. People have been asking, I went through the chat, if you can hear me. I play piano and I'm really good at clarinet. Those are my two go-to instruments. But yes, I read and write music. I think Callie, somebody, does she think about how she would handle being a superstar?
Do I get it? So, Callie Pitts is asking how, yeah. Mm-hmm. I lost you again.
Do you still got me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I hear you now. Uh-huh.
I'm reading Casey Gien's question. Does she think about how she would handle being a superstar? I don't even... He's got to be joking. There's no superstar. Monica, I don't ever think of celebrity anything. I don't ever... I've never experienced anything like that. Even though I watched my own family's movie... Like everybody else in the world did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Black Panther. Uh-huh. And I feel very honored to be a part of such a royal family. But Mr. KCG and I am KCG not a superstar. No. I just want to sing. I cry sometimes thinking how come sometimes everybody on the earth, you know, has gotten to sing or show, express themselves, and I feel like, oh, I'm the only one, but I do feel like sometimes I'm the only one. So.
Right. And I agree with KGCN Radio that your music is great, Stardom is and it coming, and I agree with them. But you know, it's a matter of adapting and, you know, being flexible. I think it's coming. And 62 old Patio is asking, when are you going to be in Topeka, Kansas?
I am in Topeka, Kansas in June. Shout out to Lisa J. Corey. Yes. Invited me to Lois Curtis Campus. June 22nd is the show, and I'll speak a little bit about my life, some of my things that I've talked about, inspiration and music, and a little bit of, you know, my background in civil rights and the fight I'm in right now. I mean, I'm in a constant state of fear, Monica, in my life, like a lot of people are ethnically. Around the world, and especially America. I'm trying to fight for America's freedom, for the world's freedom, for our heart's freedom, because I think the world is really right now. Something's not right with everyone's heart. And that's what I want my music to touch people's heart. I want everyone to
She went into the matrix a little bit again. Thank you, Eric. Yes. So it's in June that you're going to be in Topeka. And then I think we have another question. They're asking if you're going to perform in Cali in August, California. Oh, we lost her. Okay. We're going to wait for her to come back. They're right here. Now you're back.
Everyone has become a family that I can depend on for my heart.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you. I think we lost you for a little bit. I think they were asking if you're going to perform in Cali in August.
Yes.
I'll
be seeing live. I'll probably seeing Renegade live and Too Late Now. Probably the three songs that you heard right now.
You're going to be performing live. Yes, correct. You're going to be performing live on KTCN Radio. And then you're going to be performing at Cali's event in August. Okay.
Yes. Apparently, we have a Cypher show tonight. And
yes,
Cali Pitts will be performing live.
Okay.
And we'll all need to tune into that. That'll be very special.
Perfect. What time is it? Is the 7 p.m. show, right?
Yes. And everyone, and this is really what I need to hear. I need to hear the musical genius of people like Cali Pitts from South Central Cartel to be inspired. You know, Monica, I need his inspiration. I need to feel his energy. You know, to
right.
even be able to do what I do. I need to see it real from people like Cali Pitts. And we'll
have Cali Pitts, yes. I feel you. And I think it's a crucial, you know, he's the connector of everything, you know. It's like we're just the extensions of it, but it's very important that we connect. And especially via this platform, you know, that we're able to connect live with people, like all the people in the chat. And, he got inspired to get back in the studio. Yay! That's what we want to do. We want to inspire people, and we're inspiring people with Nicole's music. Nicole, I want to ask you, this is something that I've been, you know, thinking, and I said, I don't know if it's going to be influence in the future for your music, but as an independent artist, how do you navigate the challenges? You know, there's a lot of challenges, and I see it because I am starting, you know, to promote. I was promoting many years back then, you know, there was no social media, so it was more of a person-to-person work, you know. Now that we're media, it's an amazing tool, but there's still challenges, you know, on promoting your music and building your brand in crowded industry. How do you navigate with those challenges?
I feel like if I'm myself, like the Nightingale, people ask me, well, where does that all come from? Or it really is a fairy tale. It's in a fairy tale book. She's a princess that was a bird that her village kept in a cage to sing. So I looked inside myself to promote the best parts of myself. And that's how I've sort of been able to navigate which mm-hmm. people respond to me in mm-hmm. the right way, which people I respond to in the right way. And you're right about the fact. It's been harder for somebody like me that doesn't know technology. Yeah, and being independent. So I really had to think of things with my heart and listen to those, like you've said, those synchronicities in people's voices. Do they really see me? Do they really hear me? Do they know that my story is meaningful? And maybe that'll guide me. It's that gravity, that gravity that's been pulling me towards you at Tick Radio on Podbean, pulling me to Ascot Records, pulling me to Cali Pitts and the Good Conversation Show, SJ and Topeka and Lisa. All of these things are that thread, like you've said, that makes independent. You said the word independent. Now there's a dependency in my heart that these people are so talented.
So talented.
These people are so beautiful. Oh. I am inspired. So then
I'm inspired
start
too.
Getting all sweaty and I want to dance and I want to sing. and I want to eat. You think about Yancey. He makes me want to eat. And everybody represents this this character in my mind of these beautiful people that see me, and that, and not only can see me, makes me think they see themselves. So now you have a reflection of who Monica is.
Exactly.
And maybe Callie looks at me and says, well, I'm a better Callie, or Sam's a better Sam, or Boss is a better Boss, because we know the Nightingale. And I try to give that to everybody that I come in contact with, and that's what's navigated me. I've seen a lot of people be mean to me, and I just think, why? Like, I'm not doing anything except being myself.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I agree with you, and I feel and I resonate with you. I experiment, you know. When I was at Callie's show for the first time, the love from Lisa, from AG Smiley, Boz, Deco, you know, Mark, everyone there is so amazing. How it's like you were entering a home and then they're waiting for you with a surprise party. It's like, oh!
That's what it is. It's like a party every time.
That's how I feel.
You're invited. Somebody finally invited me to a party, and they actually are not weirded out by me because I'm kind of weird. And you said it, and I really want to experience that every day. And being isolated in a place that doesn't support me, Monica.
Yes.
They don't. They really don't. No one has gone to my Spotify. No one has gone to my YouTube. No one has downloaded my song. No one has said, hello, Nightingale, we're proud of you. You guys have. Do you see?
Ah, you're so beautiful. You are so beautiful. And is this, I know how you feel. I know. And you're going to make me cry too. And I don't want to cry. Here we're going to be crying and then we're not going to have an interview. So someone has to take off the tears and not cry. So it's amazing. And you know, I've been experiencing support. This platform, the Old Man 62 Patio, Eric, it's amazing how when I started, you know, I kind of go into their shows and show myself like you. And that's what I said, you know, it's so beautiful if we put all the pieces together and bring, because we have so much to give and there's so many people out there. We just need to connect and get to that surprise party, you know, they did. Imagine that everyone in their lives have a surprise party and connect with your music, with Callie Spitt, you know, at Oscar Records, all the independent artists, and get to know each other. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I think going back into the diverse background and the musical background influences, I want to ask you, Nicole, do you envision yourself incorporating LMA, vibrant kind of a Latin music market into your future projects and performances?
Yeah, I've already networked with you, even just the idea. The idea of being able to sing in your country, transcribing one of my songs in a different language, connecting with people that might not get to see somebody like me sing. is a dream come true. That's going to make me cry, Tig, because that's all I've ever wanted. It was about the world. Isn't it really, really about the world in music? Music is about the world.
Correct.
Music
and
isn't
I think
about... If I don't sing to the world, who am I singing to? I can't not sing to everybody. Everybody has to have music because it's the only other language that connects us. We're so separate.
Right.
Everybody's so separate. But with music, we're together.
And that's how I when I started working on this project, I needed my community because I come from a Hispanic community, and my community needed to be part of this. And I found that, you know, so easy now that the platform is, you know, adapting into diverse and every background, you know, it's very important to balance it. And I think it happens the same with music, you know, especially with your background in classical opera, you know, how do you balance traditional techniques with the contemporary styles in your music? You always have to find a balance, right?
Yeah, I really have sang in all languages. Absolutely feel connected to every language, from Italian. I've never been to Italy, but I've sang how many songs in Italian. So if I can convey a message in your native language to people that speak your name, and it's not even just music. I think of your voice, Monica.
Right, right.
It's a voice. That's one thing I remember.
I think she went into the matrix again. Let me see what she...
Am I glitching out again? Am I here?
Oh, you're back. You're back. I got you back.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they're really messing with me. But no, what I was saying is, in different languages, I feel like I have a wider range that I can speak to so many more people, that maybe it's that thing, like I'm a bird, the nightingale, I can flutter my wings and I can be in Switzerland or Japan and maybe they won't feel so scared. I just feel like the world is so scared, and maybe because I've been so scared this whole time, that maybe I can take a little bit of the fear away by singing to everybody.
You're in a safe space. You are. And this is a safe space. And this is a safe community. And this is a beautiful people that are connecting. And I'm sure everyone connects with you on the fear, because we all have, you know, at some point in our lives fear. But I think vulnerability, it being exposed and show the vulnerability, it's a good sign that we're, you know, we're removing that fear and we're moving, like I think your next song is Forward, right? So you are removing yourself from that fear.
My album has 9 songs. Well, you've heard 3 of them, but all 9 of them connect with an idea of a different piece of me, because I'm a hybrid and I sing different ways and have lots of notes. Every person is different that way, like a rainbow. One song is the red nightingale, and another song is the blue nightingale, and that's how people's lives are, Monica. Like we're colorful. And like you said, we could have a big surprise party of the whole world. We don't have to fight. I don't get it. So I wait for other people to explain hate to me.
Explain hate to me.
I feel
like,
you.
Really?
I don't understand those feelings. I only love.
And I think it's important that we embrace that love. And I think we're doing it not only with what we're saying and not only you with your music, but what you're doing, with Oscar Records, what you're doing with KGNC Radio, you're doing here on Podbean. I think it's what we can expect from Nicole Goldberg in terms of future projects and, you know, artistic approach. And as we wrap up tonight's show, thank you everyone for, it's beautiful to, let me read in the chat because everyone, I wish I have another, I wish I have another speaker for everyone on the chat so they can say, but I'm going to read the comments. Inspiration is if you to keep us moving. This is from the old man. Jancy, the governor, brought tacos. We voted for him. And he brought you avocados. So. Lisa, we love you.
I like guacamole.
Kelly Pitt is Kelly Pitt is inspired.
That's that community, Monica. I've never had that. I've never had friends here. I've never had people that told me good job when I still get picked last at the games. Like they go to pick baseball teams and I get picked last still. So I do have that feeling of community, like you said, with Tick Radio, the old man, Eric, everybody that sees me. Is so special to me that's what I want to resonate when I sing. I want to resonate how special everybody else is.
Yes, and Podbean has a great roster of independent content creators, like Eric said on the chat. I agree with him. We also have, I think we're going to have, let me see, 62 El Patio. You can follow 62 El Patio. They're amazing. They have a very good content every Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time. I think it's Eastern time. Let me just confirm the time. Reminds me of Club Nouveau. Okay. The old man, I will start a show a little bit late tomorrow to tap in your show. Thank you. Okay. KGNC Radio is going to go into the old man show tomorrow. That's great. Lisa is here. Who else? So I think we answered most of the questions. I don't want to miss no one. AG Smiley, thank you. Thank you to Boss, Oscar Records. Remember, submission your form. If you want to get promoted into the rotation, and tonight we have the Cypher Show with KGCN Radio with Kelly Pitts, 7 p.m. And I think we're, thank you, Lucky Me is part of a 62 El Patio. Thank you, Eric, for everything that you do. Thank you, producer of TIK Radio, and thank you, everyone that is listening, and they're going to listen to this episode, The Nightingale, as Nicole Goldberg has graced us with her extraordinary talent and her unwavering passion for music throughout this interview, her beautiful soul, sensitivity, the ability that she has to blend classical opera with contemporary sounds and her soulful renditions. It's a beautiful and it's indelible mark on the music industry. We are so happy and blessed to have you here. She's available. All of her music is available in social media, in SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Music, Pandora, and Apple Music. Zelda was, there's a question. Okay, Zelda was sharing some of was sharing some of the links for the social media. Let me see who had the question. Thank you, old man. Thank you, everyone. I got very emotional. Very emotional having this beautiful soul here. My heart vibrates with you, and I'm here to support you in all your future projects, Nicole. We love you.
I love you so much, Monica.
I love Zelda.
Oh,
I love you guys so much.
Oh, beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, familia, for being here, and take care.
Love you.
Sending you love. Sending you love. And see you at 7 p.m. Everyone, at 7 p.m. she's going to be singing live. Is there anything else you would like to share with the public, with the audience, Nicole?
I just want to tell everyone what I always say. Give yourself a kiss. Give yourself a hug. Go in the mirror and do what I do every day and put on a smile and tell yourself you love yourself, because then you can tell somebody else. And I love you guys when I say it. I love everybody. I love you. Nightingale kisses.
I think Kelly Pitts would like to know if you're doing movies or acting in the future.
Only if I get to be in a movie with Kelly Pitts.
There we go. There we go, Kelly. So next project is a movie. I'm going to be the producer.
The Nightingale story. I've been waiting for him to ask, can I direct the Nightingale story? Okay, yes, you can, Callie. You can direct it.
That would be amazing. And tomorrow, the Old Man Show, the Old Man Podcast, they're going to have the tryst on the Old Man's Podcast Show. And it's, I think we can we put the question here? Or do you know you're going to throw it tomorrow, right? Or it has to be, when is the deadline? I just want to make sure that everyone knows. Okay, he will read the question tomorrow. Okay, so let's meet the Old Man Show, 7 a.m., so we can get the question tomorrow. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank
you. Love you, sweetie. Have a beautiful night. Hi, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What up, independent artists? This is your opportunity for free promotion. Club Ascot Radio is hosting our very first Bump It or Dump It competition. Send us your very best songs and make sure you have your supporters on deck and tune in to vote. The email for submission is ascotav68@gmail.com. That's ascotave68@gmail.com. And make sure you download the Podbean app on the Google Play or App Store. Make sure you follow Club Ascot Radio.
Durante el mes de abril están aceptando envíos de canciones gratuitas Club Ascot Radio. Aquí están los requisitos. Descarga la aplicación de Podbean y síguenos en Podbean. Busca por Club Ascot Radio. Envía tu archivo MP3 a ascotave68@gmail.com. Es ascotave68@gmail.com. Agrega tu artista, título y tus redes sociales. Anima a tus seguidores a escuchar y solicitar tu música. Sintoniza los sábados de 9 a 11 hora Pacífico y obtén 5 solicitudes a través del chat. Durante la transmisión en vivo, búscanos en Podbean. Y solo es esta promoción para el mes de abril.
What up, independent artists? This is your opportunity for free promotion. Club Ascot Radio is hosting our very first Bump It or Dump It competition. Send us your very best songs and make sure you have your supporters on deck and tune in to vote. The email for submission is ascotav68@gmail.com. That's ascotave68@gmail.com. And make sure you download the Podbean app on the Google Play or App Store. Make sure you follow Club Ascot Radio.
Durante el mes de abril están aceptando envíos de canciones gratuitas Club Ask Radio. Aquí están los requisitos. Descarga la aplicación de Podbean y síguenos en Podbean. Busca por Club Ask Radio. Envía tu archivo MP3 a ascotave68@gmail.com. Es ascotave68@gmail.com. Agrega tu artista, título y tus redes sociales. Anima a tus seguidores a escuchar y solicitar tu música. Sintoniza los sábados de 9 a 11 hora Pacífico y obtén 5 solicitudes a través del chat. Durante la transmisión en vivo, búscanos en Podbean. Y solo es esta promoción para el mes de abril.
Bye bye. And until the next life. TIK Radio.